Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about that we returned to session in Harrisburg, and I understand that your committee got right to work talking about solar energy. What's this all about?
Well, it was a busy week in Harrisburg this week, and our Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, which I serve as Republican chairman, held a hearing on the topic of solar energy. And it was a one-sided hearing where many testifiers were advocating for changing state law to mandate more energy coming from solar sources. Folks may remember that Governor Shapiro recently proposed a change to the AEPS, that's the Alternative Energy Portfolio Standard. And basically what that is a state law that mandates a certain amount of energy coming from certain sources. And I think the governor's proposal is misguided because energy mandates like this limit energy production opportunities in our state and ultimately increase costs for consumers. And there were a number of concerns raised during the hearing, including rising consumer costs, stability and reliability of our electric grid, large solar fields taking up prime farmland, and the proper disposal of solar panels. I certainly support an all-the-above energy strategy. I think we need diverse sources of energy so that we do, in fact, have more stability and reliability in our energy grid. And it's apparent that the governor's proposal for a mandate on energy and an energy carbon tax is misguided.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a package of legislation that has been introduced to promote business growth in Pennsylvania, especially startups. What's this all about?
Well, we had a group of State House Republican members this week that introduced a package of bills designed to support and promote startup initiatives across the Commonwealth. And the focus on this package of bills is to capitalize on Pennsylvania's many assets, including talented, hardworking people and certainly our geographic location, to try to compete with other areas like Silicon Valley, New York City, Boston, and other areas that are more startup friendly for business. The package of bills would create a number of initiatives all focused on business startups in Pennsylvania to encourage folks to come here, to stay here, to run their businesses here, to grow our homegrown startup businesses in Pennsylvania. I certainly support this and am glad to see us moving forward with these very important initiatives.
And I understand you got to participate in a meeting of the Potter County Conservation District recently. When did this happen? What did you hear?
Well, late last week, I participated in the Potter County Conservation District annual legislative luncheon. It's an opportunity to get together with the staff and board of the Conservation District to review a presentation, which is really a summary of the projects that they've worked on over the last year, as well as previewing some of their initiatives that they have in the works for this year. So I want to thank District Manager Jason Childs and his team for an informative presentation and thank them for all their great work.
And I hear that some folks from Pitt Bradford got to come down and visit the Capitol this week. Who was it and what did they get to see?
Well, it's always great to have folks from back home come to the state capitol, and it was a pleasure this week to welcome nursing students from the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford and their instructor, Gene Truman, the director of nursing programs, to the capitol. Every year they come to the capitol to talk about the state of healthcare in the Commonwealth and certainly rural healthcare. So I was glad to welcome them to the capitol and certainly give them a tour, and they had a chance to observe part of the House session this week.
And finally, Representative, I understand that you're going to be participating in an informational expo soon. Where and when?
I'm looking forward to participating in the Emporium Senior Center's Info Expo on Friday, April 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. This is hosted by the Emporium Senior Center. It's an opportunity for seniors and their family members and their caregivers to come out to the Senior Center and talk about programs and services that are available for seniors. So I'd like to recommend that everyone come out to this Info Expo. Again, it's going to be held on Friday, April 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. And I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in for another weekly update. State Representative Martin Causer.